You're listening to In Anything at the Minute. I'm Jonathan Harden, and what you're about to hear and what I'm guessing you've clicked on this for is an extract of the interview I did a few days ago with Simon Darwin. The full version of that interview will go online later in the year whenever the podcast is properly launched, and until then I'm going to keep releasing occasionally little teasers like this one just to illustrate what it is I hope to do with the podcast. And if you enjoy it and if you think that that's something you could find interest in down the line, then please get in early and click subscribe before the inevitable rush. Go to www.inanything.com, fill in the survey if you're an actor. Again, that would be a big help. Here it is. It's an extract of an interview with Simon Darwin. I hope you enjoy it. An agent once told me, this is writing my first ever segue and then anything. An agent once told me, this very, very smoothly done, that the only time an actor's ever happy is in the 5 minutes after they get the call to say they've got the part. And then from the 6th minute onwards, they start to doubt themselves. Do you recognise any of that in yourself?
Oh God, of course, yeah. I mean, I thought you were going to say that from the 6th minute onwards, they're then starting to worry about the next job. Because that's me. I'm in like a week into rehearsals and I'm like, oh, hang on, I'll finish this in 3 months. What am I going to do next? Oh God, are you kidding me? Of course. I mean, I'm going to an audition this afternoon and I really want it. And if I get it, it's loads of work and it's just an incredible journey of a part. But yeah, oh God, yeah.
Do you enjoy auditions? Sorry,
I do now. I love them now. Yeah.
What was the change? What was the?
I'm really glad you asked me that because as we all do, you know, I used to put so much pressure on myself, and particularly when I was meeting big directors who've had an impact on my life, I would get so nervous. And a couple of years ago, I just sort of stopped caring. And then funnily enough, there's a YouTube clip that, called Bryan Cranston's Advice to Young Actors. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it. It's a minute and a half long. I can't recommend it highly enough. I teach a class at a drama school called Professional Practice, which is what you do when you leave drama school and how you go out into the business. And we played them this clip. And he basically says he had a cognition 18 years ago where he went, I was trying to go into auditions, trying to get a job. And that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're going in, presenting what you do, saying, this is me, this is what I do. If you like it, brilliant. If you don't worry about it, that's fine. You go your way, I'll go mine. Because the reasons that you're going to not get a job or you are going to get a job are so varied, it's just not worth your time. So now I go in and I don't care, because if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And a good director knows that they're being auditioned as well. And I remember you and I had a conversation before where you said to me,
"Oh no,"
you said to me, "You're not auditioning. You're auditioning for the next audition." I can tell you almost exactly from what day to what day.
And does that coincide with a kind of a low feeling personally, like a low career point? Does it necessarily mean that you felt at that time lower than you had before personally?
I was low then. I was really low then. I wasn't even getting any meetings. I don't know why. It was just really, really quiet. And I was working. I had a brilliant job then. I was working in the archives of the British Library, in the basement, and I was working on my own, cataloguing, because they were about to move everything to digital. So it was just me up a ladder with my headphones on. It was a great job. They just left you alone. But I had to work from like 5 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was one of those sorts of jobs. And because I was on my own, maybe that wasn't the best thing for me, and I was just miserable, miserable. Yeah.
Do you remember the job that ended that, or more specifically, do you remember the call to offer the job that ended that?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, if I'm really honest with you, it wasn't even a remarkable job. It was just about a month's like R&D on something really, which just got me going. But it was a one man piece, and it was a good piece, and it just helped, but. Yeah, but then the next big call I got, yes, I remember. I remember where I was, and I remember the big phone calls. You remember exactly where you actually are, i.e. what street or what shop. So yeah.
What's the most difficult thing about being an actor, do you think?
What's the hardest? You've touched on a couple of things that are difficult, but what do you think is the hardest thing for you?
Making a living. You know, I want what everybody wants. I want to get married. I'd like a couple of kids. I'd like to buy a house. Maybe have a car. Maybe go on holiday once a year. You know how hard that is to do. Particularly for me, who's mainly a theatre actor. You know, if I can honestly hold my hands up, John, and say to you now, you know, if I make £25,000 a year after tax, I've done it. I'd take that. I would absolutely take that. But then half of it goes up the wall on rent in London anyway. But yeah, just that. The fact that you don't get the life that you want, that you're entitled to. But no one's holding a gun to my head. That's the choice that I made to do it. But that is the hard. But I don't actually see it as hard anymore because I love it more and more every day, the older I get. And regardless of all those things. But yeah, that is it, mate, is that you don't get to live that life.
And that's it. That's what I'm trying to do. Just to have honest conversations with other actors. So like I say, if that sounds like something that you're interested in, and if you've enjoyed this little extract, then please click subscribe. Go to www.inanything.com, fill in the survey, and tell your friends. Thanks very much for being there at the start. Thanks very much for listening. Hopefully you'll stick with me, and together we might actually have a bit of fun. Thanks.